Hey, this is Jasmine here at Saving Innocence. I've been here for about working on 12 years. If you would like to come and help and support our organization, please feel free to go to savinginnocence.org. There's a donate button. You can hit that button and go ahead and help and support us in that way. Also, feel free to browse our website and look at other ways to help and support our organization. Thanks so much.
We're doing this. When you do 52 of these, you better have Jay Gasperson on. By many names he goes by. I call him Jordy. Some people call him Jordan. My wife calls him Zorro. Again, one of the legends of Pacific Grove. In the annals of Pacific Grove, the Gasperson name is all over it, and Jordan Gasperson is prominent. I remember when he was a little kid and I saw him hit home runs. And as he got older, I saw him hit home runs, but I never got to see him his senior year in football. Damn it. But we love him anyways. The great Jordan Gasperson. Jordy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's about time. It's only been how many years now you've been doing this?
105 episodes, but finally we got Jordan Gasperson. Yeah, not that we haven't tried. We've tried.
You have tried. It's always me. It is me. No, but I appreciate you having me and being a part of this. You and your family have been mean so much to me. And
we love our Jordan, that's for sure. And now that my grandkids in Pacific Grove love Jordan too, and so
Brooklyn finally starting to like me.
I told you that. You'll be Uncle Jordan forever. All right, here we go. We're going to the first BAF question. This is the BAF question. Favorite actor or actress?
So, tough one. I've listened to all of them, and I always think about it. I always go back to Tom Hardy. I really like Tom Hardy.
Okay.
I think he's an amazing actor. I've seen him in so many different things. Venom is his more recent work, but to me, The Revenant, he's Mad Max. He does a great job. I watched Legend. I don't know if you've seen Legend.
Oh, yeah.
He plays twin brothers, and he plays both.
Right.
And he's just amazing. And the list goes on. He's in so many movies that I just think he's amazing at. Warrior, and man, I could keep going on, but I really, really enjoy watching him act. Yeah.
I think that's a great choice. And the first time we've had him on the BAF Network, so that's Tom Hardy. Very good choice. All right, second one. Favorite sport you played?
I go to baseball. I think it's because I was the most knowledgeable with baseball growing up. My dad always got frustrated with me because I'd always be correcting him. And I was probably definitely my best sport playing wise. But I really did find like a passion for basketball, coaching that now and getting to play. It's so just up tempo. And you could do so many things without scoring and being a part of it. Baseball is a little different. Yeah, you could sacrifice and do those things, but if you don't get it done, if you're not getting hits or making plays, you're out there on an island. Baseball definitely was my favorite. But
you played an interesting role because you were a pitcher and you played first base when you played in the field too. So those are actually places that you get a lot of action, obviously pitching the most.
No, I was more of a relief pitcher once I got to varsity. The great Gilpin, I got to start a lot of games down there on JV.
Yeah.
Before all the pitch rules, man, threw a lot of pitches. Me and Daniel Troy, it was him and I, we were the two guys. But yeah, baseball, definitely my favorite. I think there's a lot that goes into it. The thinking about each pitch, and you have time to think about it. It's not, so you got to really have a good approach to playing the game.
Again, the famous picture of Jordan in basketball with the headband on, Dan Powers. Kneeling right next to Dan Powers. It's one of the great shots. I wanted to put it up in our pseudo wall of fame of that picture blown up with the great Dan Powers winning his coach in the PG history and the great Jordan Gasperson.
Yeah, he loves that photo. He could not stand me.
All right, and they're good friends now. So see if things work out. Okay. Yeah. Three people in history that you would want to have dinner with.
So I always think about people that you can't have dinner with now, people that have moved on, passed away. This one's hard. I go to the first person family member would be my great-grandpa Lee. I was very young when he passed, and so I didn't really get to know him. I hear the stories. My dad tells me how a great man he was. And my grandpa Don was an amazing person, and I'd love to have dinner with him again. But my grandpa Lee, I didn't really get to know him as an adult. I'd like to. And from what I hear, he's just such an amazing man. Going to someone I don't know, man, Again, this was really difficult, and I'm still thinking right now on the spot. I should have written a few names down, but I go to comedy, Robin Williams.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I grew up with watching his movies. I think you played Mrs. Doubtfire in health class when we were growing up, when you were teaching.
I'm sure it had. Hey, you got to fill in those hours. You got to fill the hours in.
So I remember watching Mrs. Doubtfire, and he, again, I think he's one of my favorite actors. He was just a comic relief, but he has some more serious movies. And then you listen to him talk, and he just seemed like such a wise person and had a lot of stuff. I know he fought a lot of demons and he had his issues, but I think he was just a very intelligent person. And again, I think he'd be a fun dinner guest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the last one, going to sports and stuff, going to coaching. And I think it's probably one that a lot of people coaching wise would be John Wooden.
Yeah.
The coach, I always come back to that. And what I really like about him, and there's so many successful coaches out there, but it just seemed like he really focused on culture, focused on developing people, not just players. And so I try hard to be that person in my coaching. I think when I first started, it was like, you need to win. And even at the lower levels, nobody cares except the players and their parents and me.
That trophy for the Brown Tournament Championship.
I got that Copper Division Watsonville Tournament. I've just learned that it's a lot more than that. I want to win, of course, for the kids because it makes them happy. But if I can hopefully turn them into successful human beings, then it's so much more. Having kids come back and shoot you a text, say, hey, let's go have lunch or let's meet up. And I saw that with you, how many kids would come back to school when we worked together just to come say hi to you. And those relationships is such a big thing.
Yeah. And the money they would give me too.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are great. Those are great ones. I think about Mrs. Doubtfire in that health class. I was like, I was woke before it's time. I was showing people kind of both sides.
Yes, exactly.
That's me. That's what I mean. A trendsetter. All right. Here we go. Television show that you watch now that you would not have watched in high school.
Again, it's a difficult one. I think when I grew up in high school, like, we were always playing sports. I wasn't doing homework like I should have been. So there was definitely some free time. I watched a lot of sports when I was watching TV, a lot of comedy stuff, shows, things like that. I think getting away from your normal comedy stuff, the Seinfeld is something that I didn't watch. I thought that was like an older person comedy show, but I ended up loving that. Ben Draper, when we were in college, turned me onto that. He'd always be watching Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. But I think the shows that I watch now that I wouldn't have, like Stranger Things, The Last of Us, those are shows that are a little more, not horror, they're but a little drama, and I didn't really care for that stuff growing up. I really like Suits. Just started watching that in the last couple of years and finished that up. And then the one that I for sure wouldn't have watched when I was younger was The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, good show. Queen's
Gambit, but I thought that was a great show. Last one would be Peaky Blinders. I love Peaky Blinders. Tom Hardy's in that.
What?
Yeah.
Peaky what?
Peaky Blinders?
I've never heard of that one, but I might have.
You haven't heard it? Really? Oh, you got to watch. It's a great one.
All right. It's a good one for you, Jordy, because there's been a lot of these. Funniest story from high school sports team.
So I was just talking to your son about this, and some of the funniest stories I probably can't tell because I know
we're a family. We are a family.
There's a statute of limitation. I probably won't get in trouble, but there's so many funny moments. Sophomore year, like football season. Like playing Seaside, and for some reason I'm the punter and Ryan Smith's just lobbing me these horrible snaps, and then Henry Utamapu is just laying me out and every time picking me up just to be like, oh, sorry, Jordan. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Henry. And coach just chewing me out, and little things like that are always funny.
Tell him what a mater said to you about getting your block, punt block.
Oh, those are your friends. Oh man. But he just thought that I was doing it on purpose. And I was like, I'm letting them hit me, coach.
Baseball with your legs sticking out in the air and they're hitting you.
Yeah, trying to get hurt. And then just like comedy stuff looking back where I had such a big head that my dad had to paint like a NPC helmet or something like on his awkward gold color. Goofy things. A good one in sports was that sophomore year was I was on the hands team and Coach Amater would get mad at me because I'd run up and grab the ball in practice and before anybody could even get to us. And he would get so mad. And then RLS, where I'm at now, we're beating them pretty good. And they're about to onside kick. And I said, I'm going to go grab it, coach. And he's, if you fumble the ball, Gasperson, I swear you will never play again. And I'm like, oh, okay, coach. Good one. And that ball took its second bounce and popped right into my, I ran forward, grabbed it. And I just went straight through the whole entire Stevens team. And I'm like, wow, I've got a touchdown. And I either really slow or I was jogging, but the kicker caught me and he laid me out.
Oh,
And I
not
was on
the
like the 5 yard
kicker.
line.
Oh,
And I remember Brian Gage was just like, what? How did you not score? You got like a 20 yard. I'm just like, I don't know, Brian, leave me alone. Like, jeez. But baseball was nonstop comedy when you had Daniel Troya, Pat Klotz,
oh, God.
Jason Leach, those guys, David Hernandez, they're all instigating stuff. They're holding fungo bats ransom and things like that. And then basketball. I was just telling Bo, things that weren't funny in the moment, I look back on and I laugh really hard. I rolled my ankle summer going into senior year in basketball. We had 11 guys that you would play in summer ball, Saratoga, and I was the 11th guy. So I like awkwardly get in and I roll my ankle and you pull me out and you're like, yeah, you're okay. And I remember the next day it was just so swollen and Kathy took a photo and she's laughing at it. And I'm trying to tape it up and I'm like, coach, I think I can play. And I remember you telling me, you're like, no, I think we're going to be all right, Jordan. Like you can take this one out. It's just so funny looking back that I really thought I needed to tape it up and try to play for being
That's a
like,
that's called a gamer right there. That's what we
oh
want.
no, it was called delusion, coach. The last
No.
funny one real quick would be would was Dan Powers was running the show while you were still making a championship run in football, and we had to do a charge drill, and I remember I had to run from the elbow to the block, and Troy Smith was just supposed to go as hard as he could, and I'm supposed to take a charge. And we did it like two or three times, and it was so soft. And finally, Powers just shoot us out. And Troy was like, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to get to the block, Jordan. I'm coming hard. So you better be ready. And I'm like, all right, sounds good. Thanks. I thought he was doing me a favor. Like, he's going to let me get there. And I got there, turned, and he laid me out. And I knocked the wind knocked out of me. And I remember Powers just roll off the court, Jordan. Just roll off the court. So many times in
Coach
preseason.
Powers, come on, a little
Oh,
compassion.
we're doing bench. One time we're doing bench like bleacher hops, and I've hit my shin right on one of the bleachers, and I'm on the ground. And Powers is just, I guess we're done. Just, oh man, but poor Powers just giving him crap and stuff. But just
That's
all
great.
those little, tons and tons of little stories through the year, and
Those are great, Jordan. I love it. I love it that they just so you were involved in so many sports things, sporting different sports. That's a great experience. All right,
Yeah,
here's
it really
one.
wasn't.
I
It
got a
was
couple
really
more
fun.
questions for you. Here's one. This is one of the favorites on the first timers on the BAF. What would you tell your 16-year-old self from what you have learned in your 40 years of life?
First off, it's 39 years
Oh,
this year.
39,
So
sorry.
I'm not
You're
coming
on
up.
your 40th year,
I'm
though.
coming up. I'm gonna turn 39 this next month. But I guess just going back to what you just said, like being involved in stuff, my biggest regret is not playing football.
Yeah.
And I try to preach that to these kids. It's if you're going to do something, like go all in. Also, just whether it's sports, school, anything you do, give it everything you got. And again, it's easier to live with the pain of discipline than the pain of regret. I think that's the biggest one I try to preach to the kids is the pain of discipline over the pain of regret. I wish I would have just put a little more work in. I wish I would have played football, things like that. And I don't think anybody looks back and regrets working too hard or doing too much. I don't think anyone was like, God, why'd I play football? Again, at the end of the day, I don't remember all the wins and losses, but I remember all the good times with buddies and all. Just, yeah, don't have regrets and do everything you can while you have the opportunity.
You had a great group of guys too. A lot of those guys, you named a couple of them, Daniel Troya and Ms. Mike Leach and Jason Leach. Sorry, Mike was his older brother. Again, just a great group of fun guys that you had that were part of your group.
Yeah, we had some amazing people. Pat Klotz was someone that I loved, great football player. And he was not a bad baseball player. We just had a ton of talent. But he was like, I'm coming out there just to be a part of it and make you guys laugh and have a good time. And I think it's hard. I think nowadays a lot of kids, they want success in whatever sport they're doing. It's hard to be a role player. It's hard to be that guy. And it was hard for me too. When coach told me to get in the game and I told him no,
He was
I
a
was
bad coach, though. That was it. He was a bad coach.
No, but I think it's hard, and I think we had so much fun. We had a pretty good sports class, and that's why I regret not playing football. All those guys were such fun guys. Even like I said, Ryan Smith, I know he was snapping the ball on purpose, but he was just a character. He was always trying to do something, and whether it be with Coach Ottmeyer or Coach Amader, I'm sure Rogeman's got stories, and I definitely had a good time, and I became better friends with the guys that were in the grade below me because of baseball. I played baseball so much with them. I went age, but both classes were so many amazing people. And it's nice I get to still see a lot of them today and be Uncle Jordan to so many of their kids. So it's fun.
Yeah. One of the funny, you bring Ryan Smith up, but he mic'd himself at one of the games, a lot of the games, but one of the games in particular. I think it was Carmel. And in those days, we used to beat the snot out of Carmel in football. Unfortunately, that's not the case now. But he mic'd himself and he had some good. I would have loved to seen the whole thing. You probably have heard the tapes and stuff of it. I have not heard them all. I've heard parts of them, but I would love to sit down, have a beer with Ryan Smith and those guys and listen to those tapes.
I'm pretty sure Troya still has the tapes somewhere. I talked to him about it, and because he's got all the videos too. And the whole Gumby thing was just the funniest thing
Oh,
ever. Have
the
Gumby in a tree recording the Carmel practices, like.
best.
We're not watching those to get an edge. It was just as a joke. And then the funniest is they went full circle and they went to a WWF wrestling match, and Gumby was in the frame the whole entire show, and they started chanting Gumby. And it's just so funny that those guys, like everything they've done, all the friends they've made and the connections, you know, all skating crew, we're all friends with the Jackass people, and like those guys would come into town. Like, it's so much fun. The crew was Tucker Vernon and all them, like Richard Cox. Oh, they're such good guys, and they were hilarious. Tyler Shillstone might be the one of the funniest people
Oh, hilarious.
I've
So
ever met.
funny.
But it was such a great class of so many wide variety of people, athletes to just great people. It
Pat
really.
O'Donnell didn't totally some of their humor though, because he had to be the vice principal when Tyler did
Poor
some things.
Pat, poor Pat O'Donnell. Those guys would cause so much. It wasn't no animosity towards it. It was just funny. First day of school, when Bo was a freshman, there was scaffolding in the inside the multi, and it's like, why would you have that there? Our guys are going to climb on it. And Dr. Russo, she wasn't going to get them in trouble. Poor Mr. O'Donnell had to deal with
He had to do all the dirty
all that.
until who pied Mrs. Dr. Russo in the face.
John Maurer hit her so hard, and
Oh,
I
that was
thought
an
she.
absolute knocked her to the ground. And how he didn't get it wasn't worse, I don't know. Crazy.
She was such a good sport about it all. Everybody, even like Michael Zotti, supposed to like getting kicked out of an assembly and then just dead sprint back in, grabbing that rope. Why was the rope in the middle of the gym? Like, it was just
Don't
setting us up for failure.
know. They took advantage of everything. From Tucker Vernon breaking his leg on those poles.
Oh
Oh, man.
man,
All
that would
those
give you the
things.
chills.
Crazy. Good times. All right. Here's our last question. Give us a little snapshot into the future. 5 years from now, what do you see yourself doing?
Man, I'm a creature of habit. I'm very loyal. It's hard for me to even consider like other jobs. I worked for the rec department in Pacific Grove since I was 14 and all the way up until I got back from college. And I thought I was going to end up being the next Don Mothershead. And when I made the move, when Buck Rogeman called and said, "Do you want to come work at the middle school?" Then I was with PGUSD for 10 years and got to work with you. So I'm definitely someone that is loyal, and I enjoy building that relationships and staying involved. So now being at Stevenson, I can't think of being anywhere right now. If in all honesty, hopefully 5 years from now, I've got my master's, started working on that program.
Oh,
My
good.
son and I both going to be trying to get it done at Boulder online.
Nice.
Organizational leadership. I think it's a good program to really help me out with coaching and athletic directing. And then if not here, maybe try to find a head AD job somewhere. Again, I love it here. I love the people. I love living on campus, being a resident faculty member. But yeah, I could see myself trying to go to a school and try to help and make their athletic program thrive, like Climo's done over here, like you did at Pacific Grove. And I know Danny's doing a great job building it up again. And so I definitely could see that maybe in 5 years, trying to branch out and do my own thing.
Jordan, that's great. Hey, thank you for being on the pod. You are the man. We did have some great times. Those were really fun times working together. And now watching all the great things you guys, and Stevenson is one of those schools that's just a top-notch school, not just because you're there That is one of the reasons, and because Bo works there, but it just is. You don't want to admit that when you're the rival school, that's the public school down the block, but it is. And quick Stevenson story, this Greg Wang, who is my son-in-law and the father of my newest granddaughter, Emmy, who is fabulous. His aunt came down and we were talking, and one of her things is she lives in China and she brings students down to schools in America, and they're mostly college students, kids that go to college, but she brought some kids down to Southern California to look at some of the schools there that were high school kids. And I mentioned Stevenson, and she immediately turned and looked at me and said, "Oh my God, that is a fabulous school." Knowing that I had that Bo worked there, and no pretense, I just said, "Oh," then I told her that Bo works there. And
But no, sure. It's funny. All I've known is Pacific Grove. All I've known is growing up, like Stevenson is just underneath Carmel and Hatred when you're a PG kid. And
sure.
And you have this preconceived notion of who these people are. And I had friends that went there, but you still think these things. And coming over, I was a little nervous about it and making that change, and nervous about what my friends would think, but also just nervous on, are these people going to accept me? There's a lot of wealth. Are they going to be just not, but they're not, they're the nicest people. The community is amazing, and the kids. And what I love about Stevenson and itself is that they just really push hard to make the kids front and center and do what's best for them. And I'm very lucky to have some mentors here that have been helping me, and Climo giving me an opportunity to be here and learn from a lot of people. I think you, Don Mother said, my family and stuff, my grandparents, my dad, mom, have set me up to get an opportunity like this. And now just trying to keep growing and do the best I can wherever I'm going to be. So I appreciate
it. You are the man. Thank you so much for being on. Stevenson School is better off because Jordan Gasperson is there. That's for sure. Hey, just Saving Innocence. Want to just, again, mention at the end of the program, we always do something at the start, but it's something that needs to stop as far as the sex trafficking. Saving Innocence comes along these young girls and just helps out and bring awareness. And so if you can help out, go to the website, savinginnocence.org. Call Alan Smith at all times of the night. He will answer any questions you have. If you can give your time or your money or whatever you can do, do that. Saving Innocence. It is Thursday. On Thursdays, we have Bath. Bath is Bulldog and Friends. Today, it was with the great Jordan Gasperson. Okay, we will see you next week.